at the 2011 Farm Progress Show. I'm visiting with Sean Arians. And Sean, first of all, tell me about yourself and what you do with Precision Planting.
Well, I currently work as the education coordinator for Precision Planting, focusing on dealer training and education, and we grow that into customer education as well. Here at the Farm Show, we answer any questions that the customer may have regarding either sales and or tech support of an existing customer that has some more questions about how they can utilize their technology.
Why don't you tell me about this exhibit that you guys do out here at Farm Progress Show, because I see in the crowds that are kind of gathered around there, you've got a rather unique way of demonstrating some of the things you guys are doing.
Everybody loves to see equipment moving, and so what we've done is we try to, the more moving parts we have, the better off it is. So create some noise, and we have a tractor running around on a sand track with 8 different row units to compare performance of the meter. And then we also have a 2020 seed sense monitor in the cab that's we've got a wireless network set up there that also allows us to communicate that information from the cab, so everybody that walks around the track can see that information. So Greg, the owner of the company, he is very much into the agronomic benefit of the product, and that's where we pride ourselves. We try to educate about 80% of the time, and after you educate the grower, they find the benefits of that, and the rest of it comes pretty easy. So all about growing corn, how do we manage the environment that we have, and of course, as you know, we don't get any more land to grow corn, so maximizing the production on what we have is what our goal is.
What has been the feedback or comments, questions you've been getting most often here from farmers attending Farm Progress Show?
Well, a lot of it is maximizing for every dollar spent on technology, how quick can it return? And that's very important to the growers, is technology is not a $5,000 investment anymore. It's very easy to tap $30,000 into the equipment. And most oftentimes the comment is, I've never paid so much for so little. And yes, that's somewhat true. However, the end-all benefit of that is usually a very quick payback. And as seed corn prices go up, as chemical fertilizer prices go up, managing those inputs is very important. So when we look at swath control and variable rate, which we're pushing growers to really challenge themselves, and are we placing the right seed at the right place and the right population? So maximizing that to the best of their ability and just really challenging them to step up to the plate.
Well, let's turn to another topic here that I know you got involved in, and that is as a beta tester for Crop Nation. You find that at cropnation.com. First of all, tell me what it is, and then we can kind of go over your thoughts about this new project.
Crop Nation is a pretty neat website, and as social media continues to grow in the business, and it's funny how it started out as just kind of something that a few people did, but now companies hire social media experts, and that is what they do all day, every day. Crop Nation allows the ag industry, farmers, producers, to share some information about what's going on. And in today in the marketplace, it's very important that we manage risk. And there are various ways to do that. Part of that is having information at your fingertips. Crop Nation allows farmers to get connected, stay connected, find out what's going on in various parts of the country, and share ideas, ask questions, and all of that becomes very informational, because sometimes our best resources are those that are in the business doing exactly what we're doing in the trenches. So it provides a lot of opportunity for us to network and share ideas.
Well, sharing the experience that you've had with that, I'm assuming that, you know, you've gotten connected, maybe traded some information within the community?
Well, right now it's in the very early stages, of course, so the beta testing was more or less trying to put some posts out there, whether that's how much rainfall we have or have not received on the farm, and how the crops look, and kind of just take a look at what's happening across the state and for those other beta testers of what's going on in their operation. And that kind of helps you get a feel for what might the market do as we look at the crop that's out there or the lack thereof. What can we do in our marketing to help us out in our operation and create a successful marketing plan? And the opportunities are endless with that website. It's very user-friendly. It's got a nice, clean look to it. You can report on weather. You can report on row crops, business side. You kind of select some options that highlight just by an icon of what that post relates to. So if you're looking for weather specifics across the country, you can look for that icon and read those posts if you're in a hurry, or if you want to read through all of them, that allows you to do that as well.
Well, I also understand that you're state chairman for the Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leaders. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about that program and what got you involved with it.
The Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Program involves those ages 18 to 35 involved in agriculture, agribusiness, whether that be in production or the business side. And, of course, as you know, demographics are changing. So the young leaders are often involved in the business side first to support their hobby, and that would be farming. So I got involved shortly after college. In my home county asked me to chair the committee and try to build that committee up. It was somewhat non-existent at that point, and get young people involved in trying to support the grassroots initiatives that of issues that take place and how we can get involved and make a difference in our industry. Most of all, it's trying to educate them on the opportunities that are out there, not only for in their business world, but networking is primarily number one. And then as we look at how can we grow your business and make management decisions, manage risk, increase your use of technology on the farm to become more efficient. Because as we mentioned there, with the demographics of young people being off the farm as a primary income source, you don't have quite as many hours to get the crop in. So how can you manage that operation effectively, whether that's livestock or on the crop production side, and get the job done? And a lot of that also is, as many people are aware, the legacy transition from maybe it's grandpa to grandson, or father to son, or even uncle to son, or nephew rather. And so lots of challenges out there as the industry continues to grow and emerge and change at a rapid pace, of how can we adapt and create young people that are successful.
All right. Well, it has been a fantastic show this year. I hope everything has gone well with Precision Planting here at this year's Farm Progress Show. That is Sean Arians with Precision Planting. And from the 2011 Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.